Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, Kristen's bad take of the week. There are a lot of bad ones out there online. You found a gem.
I found several gems. I'm putting women on blast today. Men, I have your back. I am defending men and how difficult it is out there for you guys to date. I made a promise to Mo when I started bad take of the week that this was going to be equal opportunity bad takes.
You did.
And I'm the ladies are up this week, all right?
Okay, yes, I'm here for it.
So I know it's hard out there for everybody to date. And men can get shallow because they're superficial because of the type of woman they're looking for when it comes to appearances. But I'm here to let you know, women are just as shallow. It's just more of the financial type, all right? So I have to give props to Amala Epinobi. I found her on YouTube. She's got a YouTube channel. She has a podcast. She's not the person I'm putting on blast. She actually found these clips, curated them into an entire podcast. I'm just taking some of the clips that she found, okay? So thank you to Amala for finding these women. So the first one I'm going to play from you, this is at It's Gabby F.E. And this is what she expects from a man when they go out on a date.
I expect a man to pay for the date. Yes, the whole entire date. That includes my Uber to the date and my Uber back to my house. If you are a man that I'm interested in, I want to see that you can provide for me. Because if you can't afford dinner in an Uber, you certainly can't afford kids. You certainly can't afford a house. You certainly can't afford my bills. And I got bills to pay. Okay.
So I'm assuming here that if we go out, we get in a relationship, she's expecting me to pay her bills. Is that what she just said?
That's exactly what she just said.
What the hell?
She got bills that she needs you to pay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Miss Independent. Okay. I'm down with the dinner thing. Mo and I share this in common. Like, you go out with us, you know what? We're old-fashioned that way. We really want to pick up the bill. But you better get your ass there by yourself.
And the same way you're saying that if a man can't do that, he can't provide, you're also showing a man that he is going to literally have to carry the entire relationship for everything that you need and do.
I could tell you that's probably exhausting.
I would take that. I'm good on that.
All I'm saying is that's probably exhausting.
Maybe he wants an independent woman that can get to the date on her own accord and by herself.
How about that?
Yes.
How about
that?
I'll take care of you when you get there.
All you have to do is literally get there.
That's it.
All right. Here is this. This is unknown. I couldn't find the source, but this is what she asked men on the first date.
I have asked the last three dudes I've dated for their bank account info on the first date.
I'm like, why do you ask for that?
Because I only want to date a wealthy guy that has money.
Valid, so you're getting straight to the point.
I think, you know, I have a job. I'm very successful. So I think I have every right to be like, hi, are we on the same level or am I wasting my time?
That was Sophia with an F from the Sophia with an F podcast.
I don't disagree with her mentality of it. The actual ask for the statement is a little much, but I'm not against her attitude about it.
I was going to say the same thing. Asking for the statement is a bit much.
Bad take.
That's a bit much. But I'm not mad at her wanting somebody to match her energy because she said she's also successful.
And I'm okay with that too. But it's the fact, like, it's just the sheer audacity on a first date to be like, I need to see your bank account statements. Do you have a 401k? Do you have a savings account? Need to see those numbers as well.
Well, she's super pretty and super rich, so she can get away with it.
Absolutely.
She was ugly.
Really offensive if she's ugly.
All right, and here's the last one. This is from at SJ. Dot LAREVITZEAR.
I'm sorry.
And she has a preference when it comes to what car her date shows up in.
I'm sorry, but if a guy picks me up in certain cars for a date, I'm just not going. Like, I'm just not going. Like, I'm sorry, but you can't tell me if someone pulls up in this. Hold on, put it on the screen. Hold on. This Prius. No, I'd rather not go on a date. I'm sorry. I already know the type of person you are.
She is me.
No way.
Really?
If he pulls up in a Prius, I'm backing up.
What's wrong with that?
Gail, a
about Mama Earth, he's going to care about you.
Drive a Tesla. That was my fourth bad take. Drive a rechargeable Chevrolet.
And a breaking bad take.
You can't tell me you wouldn't dry up like the Sahara if he were in a Prius?
Yeah, no, my husband, to pick me up for my first date, didn't even have a car, had to borrow his roommate's car, and it was total trash. I don't even remember what the car was. Trust, it was not a nice car. And I had just got out of relationships with two guys. Both of them drove Porsches, right? And here comes this guy in his crappy roommate's car or whatever, and that was the man of my dreams.
Let me ask you this question, Abby. Would you rather a guy not have a car or pull up in a Prius?
Not have a car. Exhibit A. Mo doesn't have a car.
By choice.
Yeah, a Prius, a Ford Fiesta, a Miata. Sorry, Mikey.
Wow. You have a list.
A Fiat.
Did you just pull it out of your notes?
Any of those Fiats are so cute. That makes a European vibe.
Any of those clown cars? I can't do it.
Clown cars.
But you know what? I'm gonna bring the same energy. If you drive a jacked up Ford F-150 to where I can fit between the wheels and the door,
Amber?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll have you know, I drive a Prius.
I'm not trying to date you.
Why not? Is it because of my Prius?
Yes.
It's because you're a woman.
I'll let that slide.
Woman in a Prius.
I'm terrified because they're trying to change my dating life, and you're like, I'm not with a Prius. I'm going to have a Prius, and I'm single. I'm more single than you, Abby.
It's not possible.
It's a clown car.
It's literally not possible.
What Abby referred to it as.
You're both clowns, so you both belong in it.
So if I'm you after work.
If I'm jockeying for the Crumble endorsement, she obviously is jockeying for the Prius endorsement.
Yeah. Personally, I could never. Sorry, Toyota.
Let me just say this. If women are always wanting all the money and pay for this, pay for that, can I at least save money on my gas mileage?
Right.
You know what I mean?
No. Right, can a man save some gas money? Yes, I like that.
I'm the masculine one of the lesbians, so that means I got to pay for the food, I got to hold the door, I'm going to save my gas.
And now you got to get a new car.
Yeah, I know. Abby!
This is The Burt Show.